Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. We often hear Mike McCarthy talk about how quarterback Aaron Rodgers gets the Packers offense into the best possible play with his checks and adjustments at the line of scrimmage. Now, I don't know all the ins and outs about how Rodgers does it, but there were a few examples in the victory over Cleveland that showed a little bit about how this works. Let's take a closer look. When Rodgers has a run-pass option at the line of scrimmage, one of the first things he's going to do is count the number of defenders in the box. Here we are, the first drive of the game, and Rodgers is counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Browns in the box. Not horrible, but not the greatest defensive front to try to run against. He's going to give a signal with his hands behind, and he's telling Jarrett Boykin on the outside to get ready. Now you'll see at the snap, all the run action is going to the left. The offensive linemen don't necessarily know that Rodgers has changed anything, but he's going to flip the ball out to Boykin rather than have Lacy run against that seven-man box. Now this play only gains 4 yards, but you can see from this other angle that Rodgers has given Boykin a chance to make one man miss and possibly get into the end zone. A good tackle by the Browns defender, and it takes the Packers another play to get the touchdown. Now on that play, Rodgers didn't like what he saw and he checked out of the run, but there were other examples against Cleveland where he liked what he saw from the defense and he made the adjustments for the Packers to get some crucial gains on the ground. Packers' second drive of the game, now this is 3rd and 5, normally a passing down, and the Packers get a very different defensive look. Defenders matched in coverage, safeties playing a little bit back, only 5 in the box, but there's a lot of space out here if the Packers can get to that hole. So Rodgers makes the adjustment with Lacy to get him ready to run. And this opens up as Josh Sitton and David Bakhtiari create the hole for Lacy. Evan Dietrich Smith, the center, gets up on the linebacker, and Lacy runs for 13 yards, setting up first and goal. 2 plays later, Lacy finishes off the drive, running it into the end zone, and the Packers have a 14-0 lead. Fast forward to late in the second quarter, and the Packers have 2nd and 6. A simple count here, Rodgers has a 6-man box. He'll make 2 adjustments, moving Lacy to the other side of the formation and having JerMichael Finley shift out into the slot. What the last adjustment did was move this linebacker for the Browns into coverage on Finley. Cleveland only has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players in the box. Josh Sitton pulls to get the block on the defensive lineman. TJ Lang gets out on the linebacker. And Eddie Lacy has a big hole for 9 yards and another first down into field goal range. Later in that same drive, it's 3rd and 1 with Jonathan Franklin in the backfield. But Rodgers decides to stay away from this time around, and he shifts Franklin over to the other side to attack the Browns in a different way. What the adjustment does is allows Sitton and Dietrich Smith to double-team the defensive tackle. When the linebacker charges straight down, it's Dietrich Smith's job to pick him up. Franklin cuts to the hole, and the Packers pick up the first down easily and kick a field goal before halftime for a 17-3 lead. As you can see, a lot of adjustments at the line of scrimmage led to production for the Packers. Now, I don't pretend to know all the X's and O's of what's going on out there, but Mike McCarthy says when it comes to getting the offense in the best possible play, Rodgers is as good as it gets, and that's good enough for me. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. We'll see you next time.